morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Malka.
It's an exciting morning.
Me? Yeah, sure.
Not for you. Still there?
I'm here. So, we will begin. This morning we are studying the sixth Aliyah. And this is from the book of Genesis, chapter 21, verses 22 to 34. It's a total of 13 verses. And we know the number 13 connects to the Hebrew word echad, which translates as unity. We're going to start with a Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kuchabrechu ishkin te bithilu urchimu uthilu uthilu urchimu. Leakta Lashem Yehud he bavache. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh
has joined.
Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. We start with verse 22. Vayehi ba'et ahi vayomer avimelech ufi kol tzar tzvaot el Avraham lemor Elohim imcha b'kol asher ata oseh. Uyata hishava li velohim einaim tishkor li umini unechdi kachesed asher asiti imcha tase imadi. Beim haaretz asher garta ba. Vayomer Avraham anochi shaveya. Vahokia Avraham et avimelech al dot ver hamayim asher. Gazlu avde avimelech vayomer avimelech lo yadati mi asa et hadavar hazeh vegam ata lo higata li vegam Anochi lo shamati bilti hayom vayikach Avraham tonu vakar vayiten lavimelech vayichretu shenehem brit vayatzev Avraham Et sheva kivsot atzon levadihen. Vayomer Avimelech el Avraham Mahina Shevaka Vaso Aile Asha Itavta Livadana Vayomer Ki Et Shevaka Vasim Tikach Mi Adi Vaavur Tahiya Lili Eda Ki Hafarti Eta Be'er Azot. Alkein Kara Lamakom Ahu Be'er Shava Ki Sham Mishvahu Shenehem Vayikratu berit ivesachava vayakam abimelech
has joined.
Vasar tivau vayashuvu el eretz kelishtim kelishtim vayisata shall be Vershava Vayikra Sham B'Shem Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohaheda Wanu Heyo Elolam Vayagar Avraham Beretz Pelishtim Yamim Rabim. Those are the 13 verses in the Hebrew language. We will now connect to the English translation. Starting with verse 22. Now it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, his general, said to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do. The question is, why does he need Phicol to tell him that? Because Phicol is a general, is that a threat or an implied threat? And if we parse out the name Phicol, it's Pei Yud Kaf Lamed. Kaf Lamed is a shorish, a root for a translation that says everything, kol. The connection to Phicol, because Pe is the mouth and the Yud represents represents Hashem and the action of the consciousness of God. So when you parse this name out, it's really talking about the mouth is creating or processing, activating all things. I think that's probably the better translation. The mouth is activating all things. Still doesn't answer our question as to why is it necessary for the general to be there. Was it an implied threat or some other level. Verse 23. And now swear to me here by Hashem that you will not lie to me or to my son or to my grandson. According to the kindness that I have done with you, you shall do with me and the land wherein you have sojourned. So Abimelech is politely requesting, or not so politely requesting, an agreement with Abraham that will last for three generations. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham contended with Abimelech about the well of water that the servants of Abimelech had forcibly seized. Well, that implies why the general is there, because the servants of both the king and Abraham were, when I say the king, Abimelech and Abraham were contending over water. And Abimelech said, I do not know who did this thing, neither did you tell me, nor did I hear of it until today. So Abimelech is telling Abraham he's ignorant of these concerns, and he didn't know about them, and if you had told me, I would have done something. Verse 27. And Abraham took flocks and cattle and gave them to Abimelech, and they both formed a covenant. Verse 28. And Abraham placed seven ewe lambs by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what are these seven ewe lambs which you have placed by themselves? I'm not sure why we need the word ewe, E-W-E. It means young. Maybe that's why it's there. It could have just said seven lambs, but this way it tells us the ages. And he said, for these seven ewe lambs you shall take from my hand, in order that it be to me for a witness that I dug this well. Therefore he named that place Beersheba, for there they both swore. So we think, I've always thought, that Beersheba meant there were seven wells there. But that's not what it's saying. It's saying it's named Beersheba because of the seven ewe lambs that were sacrificed as the agreement that this one well was dug by Abraham. A different take on it. And they formed a covenant in Beersheba, and Abimelech and Phicol his general arose, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. The land of the Philistines, which is essentially the land of Gaza, and that explains why all of the trouble of the modern country, not all, but much of the trouble of the conflict between the Palestinians and the modern state of Israel occurs because of the area called Philistine in ancient times, which today is known as Gaza. The people who live in Gaza are oriented to energy of that land, it pervades their essence. The energy of that land is conflict. And he planted an eshel in Beersheba, and he called there in the name of Hashem, the God of the world. And Abraham dwelt in the land of the Philistines for many days. That's the end of our translation, the end of our sixth Aliyah. And we're going to now connect to the Psalms. And it will take me a minute or two to open up the locations of the Psalms because my computer is temperamental. The handout is available on the Unique Astrological Times, which you will find at the underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem web page. And we open up first the Psalms landing page, and we're going to be connecting to Psalm 90, so we're going to open up to the third link, which runs from Psalm 89 to Psalm 150. When you open up that link, you need to scroll down to Psalm 90. And there are two links. One opens up to the psalm from Mechon Mamre, and that also needs to scroll down to Psalm 90. And the other one opens up Rabbi Sutton's translation, and that also will need to be scrolled down to Psalm 90. Okay, and we will begin with the Kavanah in the Psalms landing page. David found this prayer in its present form, receiving a tradition attributing it to Moshe. The Midrash attributes the next 11 Psalms from 90 to 101 to Moses, and it's incorporated it into the 150 chapters or Psalms of Tehillim. The Psalm speaks of the brevity of human life, the shortness of human life, and inspires man to repent and avoid pride in this world. Psalm 90 is also one of the 10 Tehillim associated with the general tikkun, which is referred to as Tikkun Kelali. And if you know anything about that history, those 10 Psalms were revealed by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov as anytime there's a problem, anytime there's some aspect of tikkun that you wish to do, you should say these 10 Psalms, one of which is Psalm 90. You should say this daily, or many people do say this daily. It's not that you should. But if you're ever concerned about something disturbing you, things are going badly and you don't know why, it's out of your control, say these Psalms, these 10 Psalms. And in the same section of the Ta'anit Dibur that we just took these links, opened these links from, you will find a link that will give you the English translations of the 10 Psalms, but it also, as part of that, will give you the exact numbers of the said 10 Psalms. And I recommend you make a page for yourself with both the Hebrew and the English so that you can refer to these 10 Psalms whenever you need to in one location on your computer or your phone. The first word in the tefillah in the psalm is Moshe. And I refer you to the introduction of the Yearning for Redemption PDF file for more information about that. But if we just discussed it briefly, Moshe is spelled Mem Shin He, and there are 6 names associated with Moshe. There's 10 names associated with Moshe, the person. But the spelling out of these 3 letters, Mem, Shin, He, you need to permutate those 3 letters into 6 names. And I'll give you, one is the name Moshe, who is the highest. It's the person, the soul that has reached the highest level in our physical world, as far as we know. He reached the level of God. Included in that sequence of Mem Shin He is the name Hashem, He Shin Mem. So we're talking about Hashem, which is the Shekhinah. Being concealed, every time we say the word Moshe, we're connecting to the Shekhinah. Another permutation is Mem Shin He. Excuse me. Mem He Shin, which is the 5th of the 72 names of God. And it is a name connected to healing. And there are 17 verses in Psalm 90. And the number 17 is the gematria of the Hebrew word tov, which translates as good. So let us begin to connect to the Mechon Mamre page, verse 1. Tefillah l'Moshe Yishai Elohim Adonai Maon Ata Ayita Lanu Vador Vador. The English translation, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Let's transfer to the Yearning for Redemption webpage so we can see if there's a difference in Rabbi Sutton's translation, as there usually is. A prayer by Moshe. Well, tefillah is more like a song than a prayer, but the intent is to pray. A prayer by Moshe, the man of Elohim, Adonai. Only you are steadfast and unchanging. You have been our sanctuary in every generation. This is a more meaningful translation to me. Sanctuary is really an excellent word. It's a metaphorical translation. It's not a literal translation. But it follows the intent of the Hebrew. And there are 11 words, which we know the number 11 connects to. The 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. It connects to all of creation. Because Hashem created both the negative system and the positive 10 Sephirot and all of the that comes from them. And the number 11 we know connects to the 11 components of the ketoret. And the ketoret is translated as incense, but it really is it's shoresh. Its root is telling us this is how you get closer to Hashem. There are 41 letters, which connects to the name Im, mother. And for small children, mother is the sanctuary. The second verse. B'terem harim yulahdu v'atcholel Eretz v'tevel me'olam ad olam atael. Before the mountains were brought forth, before you even vacated a space within which to create an earth and a world for man, from the initial concealment to the most mundane aspects of this world, you alone have always been and will always be El, the single almighty force that moves all. This is very helpful in understanding where does El come from? El is a name of God associated with Chokhmah. Use it is the Hebrew word El, Aleph Lamed, also, in addition to meaning the God associated with Hakma, it means a connecting word to, T-O. But every time we are using it as a connecting word, we're injecting the consciousness of El, the God that is associated with wisdom. Let's look at the more literal translation in the Machon Mamre page. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, thou art El. The phrase is Ata El. And Ata is Aleph to Taf, all of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet injected into the physical world. You are God, you Ata El. That phrase has a gematria of 437. And the 400 represents the four worlds with 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. And the 37 represents the concealed letters of Hashem's name that connects to the level of Bina. The third verse. Tashev enosh adaka vatomer shuvu b'nei adam. Thou turns man to contrition and says, return, ye children of men. In Rabbi Sutton's translation, when they have fallen and forfeited their status as men, you bring men low until they are crushed. You then extend a hand to help them begin again, saying, return to me, O children of Adam. There are eight words connecting us to the Sephirah of Bina. Letters connecting us to all of the 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. It's important that we discuss the word, the second word in the Hebrew, which is Enosh, because there are three ways to describe or to translate the Hebrew as men or as a man. One is the name Adam, and it represents the male and the female together in unity. Another is the word Ish, Aleph Yud Shin. And Ish has the meaning of the male aspect of man by themselves, without the female. Enosh is also used as a way of describing men, humankind, but it's saying it's at a low level. They were acting based on their animal instincts. It is not a positive name. And Enosh is what's being used here. And that's why Rabbi Ashlag, Rabbi Sutton, brings in the beginning translation, or when they have fallen and forfeited their status as men. That's the meaning of Enosh. They've fallen to their lusts, their emotional desires. And I know we've not finished, and we're not even close to finish. We have another 14 verses to go, and we have another 20 minutes or so. But I am going to stop here and ask if there's any questions in all the class. I just took my diuretic a little too early, and it's falling, which is the reason for the stoppage. Does anybody have any questions?
No, sir.
You all have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
And our 2 o'clock class, we will do the 7th Aliyah and the Shir HaShirim. So I hope you'll join us for that.
Thank you, Hanuk.
Thank you.